We now bring you three scenes from Iranian lives. These are stories of people we met while traveling in that country. We were seeking snapshots of a nation on the edge of change, and the people we met have lived through past moments of anticipation in Iran. They all take different approaches to hope. The word in Persian is omid, and we heard that word when we met Puya Shasya. When we walked into a shopping mall in Tehran, she was waiting for us at the top of the escalator.
Good to see you.
Shasya is co-owner of a trendy store on the second floor. It sells shirts, scarves, cups, and jewelry. There is, for example, a purple shirt with a colorful illustration of a rooster crowing. She notes that parts of the rooster are made out of Persian words. Shasya says it was inspired by a Persian poem.
It's a lovely rooster. It's on several things here, right? Here's another version of it.
Rooster scarves and mugs each bear the poem, which is about a new day, a new dawn.
Is that a metaphor?
Yes, she says, most of our work consists of metaphor. When she says our work, she means her work with her friend and business partner, Sarah Noghani. They're both in their 30s and stylishly dressed. They met years ago as college students and lived through what seemed like a new dawn in Iran back then. They remember casting their first votes ever for a reformist president elected in the 1990s.
We say that you're spending your golden ages when you're a student.
And in that golden age, they went to cinemas, plays, and concerts more freely than at other times. Conservatives in the government soon cracked down, yet Puya's friend Sarah says the mere memory of greater openness still carries them forward.
It was very great for us, and we are not that negative. We don't have that negative opinions because we experienced that era, because we were young, because we could do many things, and we were a little bit free.
They've lived off that memory through more restrictive and more troubled recent times. They got a sign of just how troubled when they started selling another silkscreen shirt. This one featured that single Persian word,
omid.
Omid, or hope. When they started showing customers the shirt, they got a divided reaction. Some people loved it, others. Others sadly said, are you serious?
You're just being too optimistic. You're not being real if you're too hopeful. Is that what the negative is?
Exactly right, Puya says. Many Iranians are reluctant to place too much faith in today's new moment of hope. Far outside Tehran, in the city of Isfahan, we met a man who recalls yet another moment of anticipation.
My name is Ahmad from Iran, Isfahan, and I'm 28 years old. I'm currently just a student.
He's a little young to clearly recall the opening of the 1990s. Instead, he thinks of an election in 2009, when it seemed that another reform presidential candidate was sure to win. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad won instead, and security forces enforced his victory by cracking down on protests and placing opposition leaders under house arrest.
Personally, I really lost my hope because many people in my age just wanted to make a new change, build a new country. But after that, when we just realized that nothing changed in our decision, it's not our decision that changed anything. You know, the election is just something, it's just something for decoration.
That is a lasting feeling. 4 years later, in 2013, a moderate candidate won the presidency. Hassan Rouhani won office on promises to open up society and improve relations with the West. But Ahmad in Isfahan is wary at best.
Were you excited when Rouhani was elected in 2013?
Not really.
He expects only modest change. And though he has not given up on the country he loves, he is making plans to study abroad. We were speaking with Ahmad in a centuries-old square in Isfahan. Rows of arches surround that square. Little tourist shops fill many of the arches. In one of those shops, we found one more Iranian with his own approach to hope. His name is Askar Porhedar Shirazi. We found him sitting on a chair, holding a hammer in one hand and a nail in the other. He was using them to etch patterns into the surface of a giant metal vase. He's been engraving unbelievably intricate patterns by hand.
This is copper that has been, what is the right term, embossed?
Tin.
Copper with tin on top.
He's been working with vases like this, some of them several feet tall, for 50 years.
I'm amazed that you can do such intricate work from memory without a plan. He said he's been doing it so long, it's easy. He even said he could engrave an image of my face on the vase if I want it.
Not very difficult, it's very good.
I'm so impressed. If you make a mistake, do you just change the design to fit the mistake?
Yes,
he says. If I make a mistake, it becomes a new design. This, too, is a kind of metaphor for the way that Porfirio Shirazi has survived in this business so long and the way he gets by in Iran. How's business?
Not very good. It's good. Good.
Meaning could be better, not the worst. Okay.
In fact, he says, business has been poor for decades, ever since his own moment of anticipation. Shortly after Iran's 1979 revolution, he says, business boomed. Then came the Iran-Iraq War, which Porfirio Shirazi went off to fight in, and business has been weak ever since.
Wow, that's more than 20 years of not such great business then.
Just as he's done with mistakes in his work, Shirazi adjusted to Iran's economic mistakes. In the good times, he says he made a living working 4 or 5 hours a day. These days, he works 10 to 12 hours. The craft that he took up at age 14, he's still doing at age 64. He's put 5 of his 6 children through college. He quietly supports Iran's President Rouhani in his efforts to open up the country and the economy, but he hasn't seen much change yet and doesn't seem to worry much about it anyway. He doesn't really hope. He just works. He seems confident that his grandchildren will have better lives than he has because he has worked and saved for them. When he finished talking with us, he put down a spare nail and set back to cutting his patterns.